Yes. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's donkey of the day today?
Yes, donkey of the day for Friday, August 23rd goes to a 50-year-old Oklahoma City man named Timothy Norton. Okay, now one thing I don't do is play on airplanes, all right? I have PTSD from 9/11. 9/11 gave America collective PTSD. I am the person who gets on the plane and observes every single person and looks for any suspicious activity, okay? This Timothy Norton guy reminded me of a situation we just had on a plane recently. It was this dude, and he was drunk in first class, and he kept jumping up, telling the stewardess he had to get off the plane.
Mm-mm.
Right? And me and my guy Wax were looking at him like, now which one of us gonna knock him out first? Because if he would have tried to open the cockpit door or the door that we exit off while we was mid-flight, he was going to sleep, okay? Nobody got time for that, all right? Riding on a plane is already a stressful, anxiety-filled task. If you're like me, then you get on a plane and you pray for the pilot, the passengers, the flight attendants. You pray for a safe arrival. And when you land, you clap and you say, thank you, God. Or if you're Caribbean, you say, we reach, okay? The moral of the story is, I don't play on planes, and you shouldn't either, all right? All potential threats should be taken serious, and if me and my team was on this flight with Timothy Norton, one of us would have an assault charge today because we would have made sure Timothy Norton took a quick nap, and we would have figured out the rest later, all right? Do you want to hear what Timothy Norton did on a flight from Dallas? Let's go to KWTV CBS 9 for the report, please.
Southwest Airlines passengers accused of telling kids, basically, everyone is going to die. The alleged drunken outburst got him arrested.
As you can imagine, he was taken to jail on a complaint of an act of terrorism.
Timothy Norton was released from the jail just after noon yesterday. His bond was $15,000. Police say 50-year-old Timothy Norton stood up just after the plane landed.
There were a number of children on board. He turned around to the children and began telling them that they were all going to die.
He now faces an arrest for a serious felony.
Now, a few things to note here. This was a Southwest Airlines flight. Have you ever been on a Southwest Airlines flight?
I think maybe once I have.
Southwest is a bus in the sky.
Yeah, I think you put us on the Southwest.
Lies!
You did.
I think
you did that one time. You put us on. You booked our fare and you put us on the Southwest. That's the only time I've ever
been. Somebody bought a goat on there.
Exactly. If you're in Atlanta, really? Think of a MARTA bus with wings. That's what a Southwest Airlines flight is. If you're from New York, think if the Peter Pan bus could actually fly like Peter Pan. That's Southwest. Now, I haven't flown Southwest in a long time. I actually think I flew it once. But the last time I flew, everybody was playing musical chairs, and there was no music playing. All right, you just get on, and wherever you want to sit, you just try to sit down fast because you have to pick your own seat. I'm saying all that to say this. You shouldn't play on any flight, but you definitely shouldn't play on Southwest Airlines simply because flying on Southwest Airlines is already stressful, and there's goats. All right? But this guy, Timothy Norton, standing up on flights telling kids that we're all going to die?
You're all going to die!
Let me tell you something, Timothy. You may have been talking to those kids, but when you say you were talking to the whole, when you say that you're talking to the whole plane, all right? Now, the stewardess asked them to knock it off, but we wouldn't have asked you to knock it off. We would have just knocked you out, all right? Now, Tim Norton was released from the Oklahoma County Jail Tuesday. His bond was $15,000, and I think by now you all know why he's getting donkey of the day, because some donkey of the day sell themselves. But can you guess what race he is? We didn't show his picture on Revolt, did we?
No.
Great! Okay. Making sure. Now, here's your clues. Timothy Norton, 50 years old, flying from Dallas to Oklahoma City on Southwest Airlines, telling a group of kids that we're all going to die. Guess what race he is, Angela Yee?
I would say that he's white. If he was black, he would have said, you're going to die. Nah, we are.
Very specific.
I'm not trying to kill myself.
Black people are very specific. You're right. Black people are very specific. You're absolutely right. DJ Envy.
I'm torn.
Timothy Norton.
White, I think. Wait.
50 years old, okay. Flying from Dallas to Oklahoma City on Southwest Airlines, telling a group of kids that we're all going to die. Guess what race he is?
I'm torn with this one. Like, half of me, like 60%, I think, is leaning white.
Mm.
But then there's like a small percentage that's leaning black, and then there's like a percentage that's other.
Other. It's either black, white, or other.
I gotta go white.
Well, Angela Yee, DJ Envy, I just want you both to know that you are correct! You know all domestic terrorists are white men, right? You're absolutely correct.
He looked a little pink in that picture.
You know. The mayonnaise was extremely heavy with this one. All right? Please let Kathy Griffin give Timothy Norton the biggest hee-haw.
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
All right.
Come on now. You know all domestic terrorists are white.
All right.
White men.
Well, thank you for that Donkey of the Day.
Yes.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull. Today is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.